Okay, today is Daf Lamed Hey. We're on Daf Lamed Hey on the top board, actually. Now we ended off saying that Pruvu and Talmud Torah are Shnei Ksuv Mabam Ke'echad. V'chol Shnei Ksuv Mabam Ke'echad Ein Melamdim. Now that means what? That means that can't be a model to teach me what the halacha would be for women by every other mitzvah in the Torah. Now, we'll just get right into it, and then you'll see how the question is going to make sense. Ulav Yochanan ben Baroka, the Amar who says Al Shnehem Hu Omer Vayivarach Osam Alakim Pru Revu, where the bracha, the mitzvah, the tzivui of Pru Revu is given to man and woman. Ma'ikal LeMeimar, what are you going to say? It's not Shnei Ksuv Mabam Ke'echadei Malamdin. It's only one mitzvah now. There's only one mitzvah now. One mitzvah here that Talmud Torah women are poterin, and it's not Zman Grama, so it's not Shnei Ksuv Mabam Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. So why can't Talmud Torah be a model that women are poterin all mitzvahs shelo Zman Grama? Mishum Dahavi Talmud Torah Upidin Aben Shnei Ksuv Mabam Ke'echad V'chol Shnei Ksuv Mabam Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. Women are not chayav in Talmud Torah. Women are also not chayav in Pidin Aben. Those are two mitzvahs. Why is Pidin Aben not Zman Grama? So we said this before by Bris Mila, because after the 30th day, it's every time. It's every day. There's no time where it's not chayev. Anyway.
Why
the Bris Mila the same way? Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly. Well, Nami, Navi, Priri, Verivia, Umora. What about Pruvu? And Mora what? Mora apparent, right? Shnei Zuvim Habam Ke'echad, Ve'ein Malamdin, right? Now, how could Mora be a model that women are chayiv and all mitzvahs asay shalom asman grama? Just the opposite. Mora and Pidyon HaBen teach you the other way. Yeah. So the Gemara says, tzrichi. No, it's not a question of Ein Melamdin because it's tzrichi. Because of Rachmana Mora, if I only would have said Mora, velokas of Puruvu, and not Puruvu, havamin, I would have thought, v'kivshuha amar Rachmana. That it says v'kivshuha, right? That you should, that the kivshuha, you capture her. Ish darko lichbosh. A man does that. Men go to war. Men are pursuers. In, yes. Isha, but a woman, they ain't darka lichbosh. They don't go, they're not soldiers. They're not pursuers. They're not more aggressive, not aggressive. Lo, it doesn't apply to them. Because of Puruvu, but if it only would have said Puruvu, the women are not chayiv in Puruvu, velokas of Rachman, velokas of Mora. And I wouldn't have said they're chayiv in Mora of the aim. Have, I mean, I would have thought, ish, the sipik biyado lazos in, a man who has the ability to do kibbut of the aim is chayiv in kibbut of aim. Isha, but a woman, I would never think in a million years she's chayiv in kibbut of aim. Why? They ain't sipik biyado lazos. Because she's none that's not always up to her. She's married, she's second fiddle to the husband. So she can't do a kibbut of aim all the time. So I would have thought, they're not chayiv in Puruvu. They're not chayiv in kibbut of aim. Women, what do you want from them? They can't. They're a wife.
After they get married.
Low. So therefore, they're never chayiv in Mora. Since, Ramosha says it, others say, since most of their life, they're not going to be chayiv in it. Right? Most women are married more than they're not married. So most of their life, they're not going to be chayiv in it. So they're not chayiv in it. Therefore, the Torah had to tell me, no. If a woman's able to, and as we said, the Sefer Chassidim says, a man should not be machmir about it. Woman has to go take care of her father or her mother. The husband should go right ahead, go take care of them. I would do it. Just because you're married to me. So we said that's a husband should be like that. A husband should treat his wife like that. So therefore, the Torah had to tell me they're chayiv. So it can't be a model to tell me, well, what's the story with other mitzvahs? It's needed here. It's not available to teach me other mitzvahs. Michla, lo. Lotus Chayef Klal, right? Therefore, Tzmichi. Therefore, it's not a question of Shnei Ksuv Mabam Ke'echad. Now, all this, Hanichal Amanda Amar Shnei Ksuv Mabam Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. That's all good if you hold Shnei Ksuv Mabam Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. What's the svara behind Shnei Ksuv Mabam Ke'echad Ein Melamdin? So we have a rule called a Tzara Shava, or Binyanav. If the Torah says something in one place, L'chora, it applies to every other place. Right? Because that's how the Torah works. Time and time does the Torah have to say every detail every time. Torah says it one time. Right? Torah says it one time and it applies to every possibility that it could apply. But if the Torah says it twice, why say it twice? It must be only those two times. That's what it means. Shnei Ksuv Mabam Ke'echad Ein Melamdin.
Only those two
Only then and only there. Only kibud of aim and only ta, only pruvu. Ah, what about other mitzvahs that are not zman grama? Maybe we can make a. Maybe we could say you can't say that they're not chayiv. You can't say that they are chayiv. You can't say that. Why? Because it's singled out over here. But then we said no, not true, because these are special. Because we needed them, because I wouldn't have known them otherwise. That's all good. Lamanda Amar Shneksum Bonkechad Ein Malandin. That's all good if you hold that it's Ein Malandin. The fact that the Torah says something in two places doesn't allow me to learn anywhere else. El Lamanda Amar Malandin. But if you hold Shneksum Bonkechad is Malandin, right? That I can learn out other things from that. What's the svar for that? I'm not 100% sure. Michael Lemaymar, what are you going to say? No, what are you going to say? What does it mean? What are you going to say? Why don't we say it like this? Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen are mitzvot haseh shelo hazman grama, that a woman is poterin, and therefore the poterin all mitzvot haseh shelo hazman grama.
It's not really saying the same thing. Two pesukim in different places throughout the Torah that are bringing down different mitzvot.
That's exactly what it is.
Different mitzvot, but they're not saying the same. How is it one ke'echad?
They're saying the same thing. They're saying the same thing. That a mitzvah that's not zman grama, a woman is potter from. But every mitzvah is different. Right? Shiluch HaKan is different than eating matzah. Right. But the point is, I found you two mitzvahs that are Ein Zman Grama. Learning Torah is not Zman Grama. And so is Pidyon HaBen, also not Zman Grama. Because after the 30th day, it's every minute. Right? It's not Zman Grama. And women are a potter. So the potter in everyone. So the Gemara says, Amar of Rava, Papunai, Yodile Tai Madai Milsa. Papunai knows the reason. Who's that? Umana, who's that? This is Aracha Bar Yaakov. Amar Krat says, listen to this. Listen to this out. Ready for this? Vahaya, Lecha, Laoz, Al Yadcha. Tefillin will be a sign on your arm. Uluzikaron Beinecha. And a remembrance between your eyes. Laman Tia, in order that, Torah Hashem Beficha. The Torah should be in your mouth. Now, we say that, people say that every day. Right. You ever think about what that pasuk means? What does that mean? That the Torah should be in your mouth. By wearing tefillin, Torah's in your mouth. Right?
It brings it to learning Torah.
Torah's Hashem, Tia, Torah's Hashem, Beficha. So that by wearing tefillin, I'm just reading a pasuk. By wearing tefillin, the Torah will be in your mouth. Okay? Anyway, whatever that pasuk means, not such a simple pasuk. Where people say it every day, because it's in the parsha, it's in your tefillin, that pasuk.
Right.
It's in your tefillin. So people say those two parshas, right? Shema, v'hayishma, you say anyway by Shema. So the other two people say it before they put on the tefillin, or after they put on the tefillin, right? You have to have time for that. So what does that pasuk even mean? Whatever it means one thing. Hukshu kol Torah kulo tefillin. The whole Torah is compared to tefillin. Right? Because it says Torah Hashem Beficha. By wearing tefillin, you get the whole Torah. So the whole Torah is compared to tefillin. Ma tefillin, mitzvah seish hazman grama v'roshim peturos. Af kol mitzvah seish hazman grama v'roshim peturos. Reject everything we just said. It's all from right here. Rashi says.
There's a bunch of things that are compared to all the mitzvahs.
There are six mitzvahs that are compared to all the mitzvahs. Right? Oh. Shabbos. Shabbos is compared to all the keep Shabbos. Is compared to tefillin, tzitzis, mila, right? So Rashi says in the Rashi of
three of those nash
papaturas. Exactly.
All the osas.
Right. I think avodah zara. Maybe that's a lolos hasei. Laman tia Torah Hashem. Hare kol haTorah hukshul tefillin. The whole Torah is compared to tefillin. Reading Rashi. V'lo shav kinen akasha. Don't bring me the hekish. Come read in binyanab matzav hakel. No, none of that. Was man grama, lo talmud Torah, pidyon haben, shelo was man grama. None of those. What's the drasha? This. Now, 1 minute. Umi de mitzvahs haseh, shazman grama, nashim peturos. If they're potter in mitzvahs haseh, shazman grama, michlal, it must be, de mitzvahs haseh, shelo was man grama, nashim chayavos. Has to be that way. Why does it have to be that way? So Rashi says, because since I need a way to get them out of Zman Grama, Michlal de Bishar mitzvahs chayavas. Then they're chayav in other mitzvahs. Why? Because it's a default. We start off, they're chayav in everything. Now we're gonna get them out of mitzvahs Zman Grama. So what's left? Lo Zman Grama.
Well, basically everything else.
It's Lo Zman Grama, right? Hani Chalaman Damar Tefillin Mitzvah Seishas Zman Grama. Well, that all could only make sense if you hold Tefillin to Mitzvah Seishas Zman Grama. Ela Mitzvah Laman Damar Tefillin Mitzvah Seishas Lo Zman Grama. Ma'ekel Lameimar. What are you going to say? Right?
Because you wear it the whole day?
So there's two reasons why Tefillin is Zman Grama. A, you don't wear it at night, and you don't wear it on Shabbos. Now, the fact that you don't wear it at night, I believe no one holds that. We don't wear it at night, it's like Zera. Maybe you'll fall asleep and then, right. And then it's not appropriate, right? Maybe you'll pass gad, that you don't have a clean gufnaki. So you shouldn't, but it's not a chiyuv. It's a gzera. How could they want to make a gzera like that? Not to do a mitzvah?
How do you show up on Shabbos?
Right. So what about Yah Shabbos and Yontif? That's already a machlokas. That's a machlokas. So these mandamars hold that it's chayav on Shabbos. Right? Yeah. Some hold about that. Yeah. Now, if that's true, then you can learn from the film the opposite. The just like Nashim Mar Potter from Mitzvah Tzasei Shaloh Azman Grama, Tefillin, and Tefillin's compared to everything, says Shri Potter, and one Mitzvah Tzasei Shaloh Azman Grama. Man Shmasle Dama Tefillin Mitzvah Tzasei Shaloh Azman Grama. Well, who holds that? Who holds that Tefillin are not Azman Grama? The answer is Rebbeir. Safar Allah, he holds Shnei Ksuv Mabam Ke Echad. He holds the two Ksuv Mabam Ke Echad. Which two? Matzah and Hakel from yesterday. It's Ein Malandin, right? And therefore, you don't learn that Mitzvah Tzasei Shazman Grama, yeah. Oh, so we can't ask the question, what about Matzah and Hakel? Because it's Shnei Ksuvim Ka'echad Ein Malandin. Now, 1 minute. Lord Yehuda is another Tana who holds Amar Shnei Ksuvim Ka'echad Malandin. He holds Shnei Ksuvim Ka'echad is Malandin. And Tefillin Mitzvah Zei Shalom Asman Grama. And Tefillin's also Mitzvah Zei Shalom Asman Grama. Ma'ekel LeMeimar. Maybe women are potter in Mitzvah Zei Shalom Asman Grama because it's compared to Tefillin. Don't tell me to Shnei Ksuvim Ka'echad because it's Malandin. The answer is we shouldn't have a Matzah, Simcha, the Hakel. Shlosha Ksuv Mabam Ka'echad. Ushlosha Ksuv Mabam Ka'echad Ein Malandin.
This is a whole new deal?
Yeah.
And this is a new principle out of left field?
It comes up a few times. Three ksuvim b'bam ke'echad. What are the three ksuvim? Matzah, hakel, and simcha. What's simcha? What? But that's not why they're chayiv in it. There's not a losa say about matzah. There's a losa say about chametz. There's nothing to do with matzah.
Right, but isn't that why they are chayiv?
No. They're chayiv because it's an exception. Right now, there's a whole discussion as far as I know, there are only two mitzvot say shazman grama that women are chayiv in. Matzah and Shabbos. Right? Those are the only two. There's a whole discussion, it's a big ak, in the Rishonim and Achronim. Well, what about the other mitzvot at the Seder? Are women chayiv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's a mitzvah Yetzias Mitzrayim. Is it like matzah? Is it compared to matzah? Is it an extension of matzah? It's not an extension of matzah. Is it an extension of matzah for this purpose? Right, that's a big discussion. What about Moror? What about Karban Pesach? Were women chayiv in Karban Pesach?
I think so.
At the times of the Beis HaMikdash? Yeah, you think so? I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I don't know. If the answer is yes, because it's just an extension of the matzah. When I say an extension, I don't mean in terms of mitzvah, I mean in terms of the chiyuv of the night. Yeah? Moror? Now it's only the Rabbanan Moror. What about Dalet Kosos? Dalet Kosos is different. Because the Dalet Kosos is a Din Derabanan, and there are three Derabanans. There are three Derabanans that women have to keep, even though there's Zman Grama, because of Afen Hayu Ba'Oso Anes. That's Chanukah, Purim,
Megillah.
Women have to hear Megillah, and Dalet Kosos. It's a different thing. That's a different world than Matzah. That's a different world, right? Those are the only right. Now, what about Hakel? Hakel are also Chayavim. That doesn't apply with Manazah. Hakel also, it's one of the little three. What about Simcha? On the list. What? No, they're not chayiv in it. Why do they come to hear Parshat Zachar? It's a big discussion. It's a big discussion. First of all, who is not Zman Grama?
It's not Zman Grama.
Now, Tosfos asks, 1 minute, don't remember from yesterday, it wasn't that long ago, we learned yesterday, that Abaya held that women don't have a mitzvah in Simcha. It's the husband has a mitzvah to make the wife happy. She's no independent mitzvah of simcha. We learned that yesterday. So if that's true, then where's the third one? How could Simcha be in the list? There's no mitzvah of Simcha. So Tosfos says something staggering. What? He says, if you want to look at what?
Don't hold like him.
What?
You don't hold like him.
No, then what has the body got on this Gemara? So Tosfos answers, it's on the Tosfos of the second to last Tosfos on the page. It's on the first widest line at the very end of the line. V'yesh lomar. So if you can't have Simcha on the list because we took it off because it doesn't apply to women, Demuki Kiddush Hayom. Put in Kiddush on Shabbos. Bahade Matzah Vahakel. Vahave Gimel Ksuvim Ve'en Molandim. V'nashem Chayavos Kiddush Hayom in HaTorah. We don't have to make Kiddush. The Ksiv, like it says, Zachar Yom HaShabbos Zechweru Al Hayayim. V'chol Sheyeshnu B'Shmira Yeshnu B'Zchira. Whatever, right? That's what I said to you before. I said there are two mitzvahs that women have to do, assays, that women have to do, matzah and Shabbos. What does it mean, Shabbos? What's an assay of Shabbos? So, what's an assay of Shabbos?
Resting.
Rest. Lovely. What else?
Zachar.
What is Zachar? What is included in Zachar?
Everything.
What everything? Kiddush, Havdalah. What else?
Herring.
Right? Suda Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos. All that's
included. It's a giant term that's inclusive. Anything
exactly. Exactly. So the women are chayv in that. Why? So that's a different reason. Kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zechira. If you're included in the lo sase, which they are, because they're included in every lo sase, they're included in tase. And that's the third one. So why did the Gemara say that?
Yeah, where is it? Simcha.
Simcha, yeah. Right? Rashi says, the Tosfos says, v'nashi and women, ho'el v'isnehu b'shmira, isnehu nami b'zechira. So when Tosfos says kiddush, he doesn't mean kiddush, he means all the ases. Right, that's what he means. He means all the essays.
Yeah,
right?
Originally, you have to have the Gemara says, simply saying it's
Kiddush. Right. Only because they own. They only ask that because Abaye holds yesterday that you can't, that women are not included in Simcha. It's for a man to be Mesameach her. There's no independent mitzvah of Simcha. If a wife, a woman is alone, she's no chiv of Simcha. Right? She has no chiv. Right? The Vilna Gaon said that Simcha on Yom Tov is the hardest mitzvah in the Torah. That's what the Vilna Gaon said. It's the hardest mitzvah to be Mesameach. I thought the hardest mitzvah was to kill an Amaleki baby. I thought that would be pretty hard to do. To kill an Amaleki baby?
That's a hard mitzvah. That's
no? Not really hard. Not hard for a Jew to do that? To kill a little baby?
I could attest.
I know. If the baby says on the crib, it says Adolf Hitler, it's not so hard. Right? Not so hard. It's a hard thing to get to believe that little baby is that. It's a hard thing to do. I'm surprised it doesn't bother you. That's how that should bother you very much, killing babies. But it's a mitzvah. But Simcha is even harder than that.
Just out of Hitler on the crib, you kill a parent.
Exactly.
It's the hardest mitzvah to say.
That's what the Gross says. The hardest mitzvah is to come to a level of mamish, real Simcha. Simcha is because of the yontif. Not because your whole family's around and it's all nice and you don't have to go to work. None of those reasons. Simcha is yontif. That's the hardest mitzvah. The Gross said that.
So it's basically
I don't ever saw that inside. I heard that the Gruh said that. It's been attributed to the Gruh. What? Yeah.
So if it's a Shabbat, Simcha means that the husband has to make
that. Right. That's a separate thing. You should always be b'simcha.
No, I'm saying, but
should always be b'simcha.
But she doesn't have her own.
Right. She doesn't have her own independent mitzvah. Just like she doesn't have her own independent mitzvah to shake a lulav. She doesn't have to. So she doesn't have her own independent mitzvah to reach this level. The husband has an obligation to make everyone in the family happy. You buy them new clothing, you buy them some toys, you buy them gifts. Each person, you don't buy a 5-year-old kid what you buy a 12-year-old kid. Each one's different. You have to be a little smart, a little chacham. What should I get my kids? Make them be simchas yontif.
Yeah, but you forgot
this
mitzvah, mitzvah.
Right, right. That's not a mitzvah. No, that's not a mitzvah. It's an ideal. It's an ideal. It's an ideal. It's a hashkafa. It's a hashkafa. It's a chayim. Yeah. V'chol mitzvahs lo tasei. V'chol mitzvahs lo tasei. All mitzvahs lo tasei. Women are chayim and all mitzvahs lo tasei. Menachan Yemili, how do you know? Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. V'chein Tana Dei Rishmol Amar Krod says, Ish o Isha, man or woman, ki yasa mikol chatos ha'adam, that will do any sin. They have to bring a chatos, a man or a woman. Hishva ha'kasav ish le'isha l'chol onshin shepetorah. When it comes to onshin, women are no different than men. The variable Lazar Tana, Amar Krod says, that's talking about onshin. Next, it says, Asher tasim lifnehem, parshas mishpatim. These are the laws that I'm going to give to them. Who's them? Everybody. Hishva ha'kasav ish le'isha l'chol dinim shepetorah. They're chayiv in watching their animals and keeping, make sure there's no bar and then fire and all. It applies to everybody. That was number two. Number three, the vechizki yatana. Amar Krad says vehemis isho isha, right? You're going to kill the man or the woman. This is talking about if a shor kills a man or a woman. That's what it means, a man or a woman. If a shor, your shor kills a man or a woman, right? That then you have to pay kofar. So I didn't kill them. My shor did it. Now, that was negligent of me. Shouldn't have let my shor loose like that. So what's the halacha? It's a terrible tragedy. My shor killed some person. Does it matter if it's a man or a woman? It makes no difference. So what do you have to do? You have to pay kofar. Right? Sort of a kapara for you that your animal did such a terrible thing. Right? That's what the Torah says. Not kefel, a kofar. If there's a value, what was the value of that person? Wow. And you have to pay. It's a monetary fee. It's a knas. So hishva kasev ishva isha lekol lechol mitzos sheba Torah. And tzmichi, it was necessary for the Torah to say it three times. Di mashmin and chad kamaisa. If we only had this one over here, mishum kapara chas rechmana aleha. Because the Torah, and by the way, what if the shor belonged to a woman? Same thing, right? So mishum kapara chas rechmana aleha. Torah has rechmanas on her. Why shouldn't she get a kapara? So Tosfos asks, if you want to be rechmanas on her, she shouldn't be chayev at all. She shouldn't be chayev in dinei shor. Tosfos in the bottom says im tomar kolshkein deim lo nichtava chas aleha tvei. If it wouldn't have said it, we'd be even more rechmanas on her. Dein aleha lo ornish velo chet. Nothing wrong with it. Only men have a chayev to watch their animals, not women. So oh, we want to make a chayev. Want to be want to have rechmanas on her? She can have kofar. Let's have bigger rechmanas. Don't want to make it apply to women. V'yei shlomar, I can't say that. The mikol makom itzrach kapara hecha dekasev be'onish lanashim behedya kigon gabe arayas. What about where it says straight out that women have to keep this mitzvah, and if not, they're going to get punished, like arayas. So we want to give, it's a kapara, a punishment. It's a kapara. So don't tell me that we would be more makel, that when the women would never have, then they'd be potter in every single mitzvah, shalom as mangram as well. Because they would never be punished for anything, and that's a kapara. So asks the Sefer Hamakne, well then maybe they're only chayiv in mitzvos where the Torah says what the punishment is. And the Torah says the punishment also applies to women. And if not, not. That's a crazy world, right? Anyway, aval dinim, but dinim, maybe, ish dvar ma'asil madin in, ish alo. In a society where only the men had business and not women, then maybe it wouldn't apply to women, taka. If an unusual woman has a shor, most women didn't have shors. So if a woman had a shor, some strange event happened, she happened to have a shor, the dinim don't apply to her. Therefore, the Torah says, no, of course it does. V'yashminan ha. And if you would have told me, maybe, well, mamon's totally different than mamon's. B'shem chiyusahu. Because you have to have a pranasa, no? So if a woman happens to be on her own, she also has to enter the world of business. And she enters the world of business, all the halachas apply to her. Aval kofar. But kofar, the third one, was kofar, right? Ema maybe. Ish dvar mitzvos in, ishalo. Since a man has to keep all mitzvos, it means, then yeah, and your ox accidentally kills that guy, you have to pay. Aval, ishalo. But an isha, maybe not. After all, she has a lower level of mitzvos. V'yashmin and ha. And if you would have told me, kofar, mishom de ik ibn neshama. What do you mean? Someone died. There's a death occurred. Chasrachman aleha. So of course the Torah says it's kofar for her. Aval hanach tarti emalo. Maybe the other two not. Therefore, tzricha. Therefore, it was necessary for the Torah to tell me these three. Okay? Very good. Then we said, there are three mitzvos that don't apply to women. What are the three mitzvos? Payas. The woman doesn't have to have payas. A woman's allowed to shave her beard. And the third one is a woman's allowed to become tamei for a mace, which a man can't do. A kohen can't do. So, chutz, mi bal takif, bal tashchis. Bishlam about the time of lemesim. I entered the third one, the tuma one. Dichtiv, it says emor la kahanim bnei Aaron. Say to the kahanim, the sons of Aaron, bnei Aaron, velo benos Aaron, the sons of Aaron, and not the daughters of Aaron. Right?
We only know about the sons in the Torah. We don't know about daughters.
Correct. Right.
So we don't even know if he had daughters.
What? But it doesn't mean it means the descendants.
Oh, descendants.
So only the male bnei, the sons. What about the daughters? So the daughters are not. They don't have to be careful not to become tamei. They're allowed to become tamei. Bnei Aaron, v'lo benos Aaron. Asks the parshas drachim. What if a female kohen which Tosfos actually asks us tomorrow, I think. If a female kohen does avoda, is that considered a zor? If I do avoda, I'm not a kohen. It's a zor. What about a female kohen? Can she do avoda? Now, she's not in the parsha of Tuma. She's allowed to become Tuma. She can go to any funeral she wants. Can she do avoda? It's an interesting question.
Only on the west side.
The woman in the wall.
Yeah?
Only on the west side. There is a time when a woman is Tuma. So there is going to be a Tuma.
No, Tuma's Tuma's niece.
She can become Tuma.
Tuma's Tuma's niece. Yeah.
Does it say anywhere specifically that men do it?
What?
Does it say anywhere specifically that men are doing it?
Yeah. Does. The question is it possible? The question is it possible? If Yisrael does a vote, it's possible. If a female Kohen does a vote, is it possible? Or it's just they got to do it over again? I'm puzzled. Interesting question. Anyway, Ella, Baltakif Baltashchus Menalan. How do you know that they have to? How do you know that they're not included in the two mitzvahs of shaving? Not shaving. Payas and shaving a beard.
Because they don't have beards.
What?
They don't have beards.
We're going to we're gonna get to that.
If they do the same with a beard.
We're going to get to that.
What's that?
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that.
So then you assume that men are not allowed to shave their beards.
They're not allowed to shave them. They're not allowed to shave them in a certain way. 100%.
So then we can do it
anyway. Moshe Feinstein holds that an electric shaver is not in the prohibition of not shaving your beard.
So
others disagree with him, which is why there are Gedolim and Eretz Yisrael that hold you're not allowed to shave.
No, but then you're saying that women can do it anyway.
Anyway, and even a razor, yes. Even a razor. Yes, absolutely, yes. Now, Dichtiv, it says, Lo sakifu ba'asra sheichem. You can't shave, cut off your payas. V'lo tashchis es ba'asra ganecha. And you can't destroy your beard. Right? Kol, we're going to get to your question in a few minutes. Kol, sheyeshno b'shashchasa, yeshno ba'akafa. Anybody that's in the world of beard is in the world of payas. V'hani nashi, and women, Hobel since v'lo isnu b'hashchasa, they're not in the parsha of beard, less nahu b'hakafa, they're not in the parsha of payas. Who told you they're not in the parsha of beard? Umanolon d'lo isnu b'hashchasa. Who told you they're not in the parsha of beard? Ibai same as svara. I'll tell you svara why they're not in the parsha of beard. Diha las lo islahu zaka, because they don't have beards. They don't have beards. That's why they're not in the parsha of beards. What about an eved kenani who has mitzvahs like a woman? Can an Eved Kenani shave his beard? So, by the way, none of us are allowed to shave our beards. The Gemara is going to say in a few minutes, it only means with a razor. It means you can't shave your beard with a razor. What about scissors? Yes.
Yeah.
What about an electric shaver? It's a machlokas. Okay. Ramosha said yes. Others said no. But only with a razor you're not allowed to. So what about an Eved Kenani? Can he shave with a razor? The Chazanish says, no, we can't. Keith Smith is like women. So the Chazanish explains, what this means is as follows. Really, women are mechuyev in beards. Really are. Why not? The mitzvah's losa, I say. Happens to be they don't have one. Yeah. So if they don't have any, then they had a patur. But if you have mitzvahs like a woman and you have one, you don't get a patur. Okay? That's what he says. Anyway, Ibai Shem, or I'll tell you a different shot. You don't like the Svar shot. Amar Kra, it's a pasuk. The Amar Kra says, it says, Losakifu pa'as roshechem, which is plural. Velosashchis es pa'as zikonecha, which is singular. Midishoni kara b'dibure, since the Torah changed its lashon, de'imke nichtav rachmana pa'as zikonechem, which is in plural. Mai zikonecha, ziknecha v'lo zokein ishtecha. Only yours and not the wife's. Then why does it say pa'as roshechem in plural? It also doesn't apply to a wife. Why not? Why does it say that in plural? You hear the question I'm asking? Yeah. So the Mashah says, well, if it wouldn't say that in plural, you wouldn't know this drasha, which is a little circular. But the Rishash gives another answer because it says lo sakifu in plural because we know that if you go to a barber and a barber sits down and he shaves off your payas, with your knowledge. Shave off your payas? Yeah, please do. So what did I do? I didn't do anything. The barber did it. I didn't do anything. I didn't cut off my payas. That's not an answer. Because it says lo sakifu. Even the guy, even the subject, the victim, whatever you want to call that person, the guy who's getting them cut off, he's not allowed to let them happen.
The recipient.
He's not allowed to let, I didn't do a mice, he sat here and did nothing. Lo sakifu. Since it says lo sakifu, it says roshechem also in plural. But in Rechanami, it has nothing to do with women. It's a separate halacha that the echad hamakif and echad hanikaf, the guy doing it, the barber, and the guy getting it done to, are both equally chayiv. Also, the barber, the barber's a firm person. It's not my head. I didn't do anything. It's his pace. No, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to cut your own pace, and you're not allowed to cut someone else's, and you're not allowed to have someone else cut yours. It's all included. That's why it says plural. So Rosh Hashanah is also plural. It has nothing to do with women. It's a different issue.
What happens if you're a Jewish barber and the guy says, cut my pace?
He's not allowed to. He said, I'm sorry, I can't. Right? What if a firm person, a Jewish person comes over to you and says, please cook me basar v'chalav? So I'm not doing that.
But that's it, but that's your pronouncement.
Then I'm sorry. It's a fair question. Guy says, I don't care. That's why if what if he's not from? It's a question. It's a good question. Exactly.
Would you do it? You can't just do it.
You're paying. Right, I'll pay you, I'll give you good money. I'll give you a bonus.
This is even worse. This is part of his everyday job.
It doesn't. I understand.
Same thing for me. People come to me want to have a vasectomy. Why? Goy, not goy. And me, we're going all livelihood. We can't. I can't do it. Tester.
Right. It happens all the time. People are put into. Listen, it's not easy being a firm person and having a parnasa. There are challenges. Everyone has their own challenge. This is the challenge of a barber. Right? People in business have other challenges. This is the challenge of a barber. Anyway, velo. What are you talking about? There's no issue of beard by a woman. Vatanya, but it says zokein. Zakein Isha, an elderly woman. Is that what it is?
No,
it's a third. Zakein, an old woman. The beard of a woman or a Swiss. The beard of a woman or a Swiss.
A Swiss is someone
who can't have children. Tosafot says, how can a Swiss have a beard? One of the simanim of a Swiss is you can't have a beard.
Right.
How does a Swiss have a beard? So Tosafot says, after he turned 36, where Rove of his life. Right. So how can a Swiss have a beard? So Tosafot says, because Rove of his life went by, maybe he can have a beard now. He's still a Swiss. He's not going to lose the status of a Swiss. Devatanya, Zakein Isha, the beard of a woman, or a Swiss. Shehalu Sar, Harehein Kizakein, Lachal Devrechem. It's like a beard in all halachas. It's considered a beard. My lav Lashchasa, doesn't it mean regarding shaving it off? Amar Abaya, no. Lashchasa is lo matzis mamarta. No, I don't need that. The Yalef, pasim ne'aron. Malahal nashim peturos, afka nashim peturos. They'd be potter for that. V'i, svirulon, dechi ksiv b'nei aron, akula in yana ksiv. But when it says b'nei aron, maybe it means everything over there that it says b'nei aron. Not just tuma, but also shaving, right? Other clothing, they can't, other things that apply to kahana that don't apply to everyone else. Then nishtoch kra mine v'teisi kal v'chomer. I wouldn't need you to say that. I have a kal v'chomer. V'no amina. Ma kahanim shiba behen hakas of mitzvot yiseros. Kind of more mitzvot than regular people. Right? Anyway, it says b'nei aron v'lo b'nos aron. Sons and not daughters. Yisrael lo kol shkein. So for Yisrael, for sure, doesn't apply to the isra of shaving off a beard doesn't apply to a woman. V'ilav gzera shava havamina v'ilav gzera shava. And if not the gzera shava havamina, I would have said hifzik inyan, that the Torah breaks up all the different things that a kohen in the beginning of Parshas Emor over there, all the different things that a kohen can't do. Hashdanami name hifzik inyan. Also say even regardless of the gzera shava v'imisum gzera shava, I don't need gzera shava mibar le'el k'natalia. I'll learn that for something else. What lo yigalchu yachol yigalchu misparayim. I would think that if you shave your beard with scissors, yechayev, you'd be chayev. Tamud lamar, los hashchis. Right, los hashchis. You can't destroy. Scissors don't destroy. Yachol likato b'malaket v'rehitni yechayev. I would think if you use some other things. Rashi says a plane. I don't know what these are. Other kinds of tools. Yechayev, you'd be chayev. Lo yigalechu. You know you're not. Has to be shaving. Ha keitzad. So how are you chayev in shaving off your beard? What are you chayev in? It means giluach sheish b'hashchasa. Havayom ezet tar. It's only a razor. So where are we up to? I don't need the gzeir shava. The gzeir shava has nothing to do with women. It has to do with razors, right? So how do I know that it only applies to men and not to women? Imkain nichtav kra es shebig zikenecha. My paas zikenecha. What's paas zikenecha? Shami natarti. You learn two halachos. What two halachos? Number one, it has to be derash hashchasa, which is only a razor. And number two, it doesn't apply to women. What about Elah HaDetanya, Zaki Isha V'Srish, Sha'ol Usar, Reke Gizak, L'chol Devreyah? So what does it mean when it says, there's a brisa that says that a beard of a woman is chayiv in something? In what? L'may Hilchasa, in what? Amar Zutra, L'tumas Negoyim, Taras. Gemara says Tumas Nagoyim Behedjiksev. It's a pasuk. We learned it last week. It said Ish O Isha Ki Yabo Nega Rosh O Bezakar. A man or a woman has a nega in the beard. Did anyone ever read that pasuk and say what? Women have a nega in the beard? Did anyone ever read that pasuk and ask that question?
It means the
makam
of the beard.
Ella Amar Mazutra. So anyway, I don't need a brisa for that. The pasuk says that. What do we need a brisa for? Ella Amar Mazutra L'tairis Negoyim. No, to become out of getting taras. That's what it means. That's what the brisa means. Tyrus Negoyim Dami Pshita Kivin the Bas Tumahi Bas Tahirihi. Well, if she can become tar, she can be tummy. She can become tar. I would have thought, let's start them ksiv. It's the pasuk is written in two statements. Ish o isha, a man or a woman, ki yebo nega barosh. They could both have that. O bezakon, but when it says the beard, asan leish, it's going on only the man. Kamash malan. Oh, therefore, Bryce comes along. No, it's even going on the woman. Okay? So what do we have? Three mitzvos that don't apply to women. Beard, payas, and not getting tummy. Easy, tani, af, bal, yikruchu, nashim, paturos. Women are also potter in the fourth mitzvah. The fourth mitzvah is the mitzvah of making wounds in your body when someone dies. Right? The mitzvah of not making a karcha, and you're shaving your head in such a way as a sign of mourning for my time at the easy. What's his reason for that? The Darish Hachi. He makes the following drasha. It says, Bonim atem Hashem Elokeichem. Right? Behold, you are children, Bonim, your sons. Los is go to do. Don't make wounds in your body. For look, Tasimu karcha benedechem lames. Or other kinds of things in your hair, in your head, for a mace. Kiyam kadosh atel Hashem Elokecha. Because you're a holy nation. You shouldn't do those things. Bonim, velo bonos, lekarcha. Only men are included in that, is there? Not women. This is a fourth mitzvah according to Isi. Ata Amal Lakarcha. You say that the women are excluded from that. O Eino El L'Gedida. Maybe they're excluded in Losis Godudu. What's the difference between Lokarcha and Losis Godudu? So I think Rashi here says one's with a Yad and one's with a Kli. But it's the same thing. No. Kishomer Kiyam Kodesh Adal Hashem L'Kecha Hare Gedida Amor. No, when it says you're a holy nation, that includes Losis Godudu. Hamani Mekai and Bonav Lobonos. So what does it mean? Only sons and not daughters? That's Lakarcha. That's for making a wound in your body. Umari Isal Rabba says Agadida Lahote Sakarcha. Why are we including one? Women are included, yes, in that mitzvah, but they're excluded from Karcha. What'd you pick? Why one yeah and one no? Mar Barnis Hagadida, I'll include Gadida, Shiyeshna Bamakom Hasar, Fishlob Makom Hasar. It's anywhere in the body. Umot Ziani is Hakarcha, but I'll exclude women from Karcha. She'ena Ella Makom Asar. It's only in the place of the hair. Another minute. Ve'ema Bonin Velo Bonos Bein LeKarcha Bein LeGedida. Maybe they're excluded from both. V'chi Kasav Kiam Kadosh Adal Hashem LeKecha Bisrit Dehu Dechziv. And maybe when they're excluded from a third thing of making sritos, making scratches. Maybe that's a third thing they're excluded from. No, the answer is kasavar isi srita vigadida achati. That's the same thing as losis godudu. That's the same thing. Right? Srita and gadida is the same thing. I think Rashi here says. Srita, I think, is a yad and a kli. One's only a kli, one's only a yad. So how do we end off? According to isi, there's a fourth one of losisimu karcha beirechem lames. That doesn't apply to women. Right? Now tomorrow we'll continue with more isi and then others are going to have another mitzvah or two that we're not chayiv in. We'll get to that tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
All right, Erev Shabbos.
Good Erev Shabbos.